Okay, we start the Mishnah on Papa Midbeis. I just wanted to mention one Nakuda, still from Papa Mid Aleph. It's a totally side Indian, but on Papa Mid Aleph we had the idea that a Uber that's born, a baby that's born after 8 months of pregnancy, what we call a Bar Shmaina, is Mukta. Such a baby, even though the baby presently is alive, but because it's a guaranteed thing that he cannot live, so Ben Shmaina Hariyu Ke'evin, Vasal Tatloi B'Shabbos, we said in the Gemara on Chaf HaMid Aleph. As you know, today, it's not that way. Today, if a child is born in the 8th month of pregnancy, it's Taka Sakana for the child, but the child certainly not Mukta. Today, we try to save the child. Many children are saved. What changed? What changed from then till now? Did the metzias of the babies change? Did not mistaver. The metzias changed. Didn't change. Science changed. Today, there are incubators that can mimic what happens in the womb, and therefore, the baby can be saved. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings this in a number of places in his writings to write Beloshen Tmiya, that is anybody going to say that today in an 8 month birth you don't save the baby? About that, everyone agrees you save the baby, even though the metzias didn't change. Metzias is exactly the same metzias. If you would have an eight month birth and there would be no incubators, then the baby couldn't live. But everyone would agree that the halacha changed because the abilities changed. So he writes this for Negeya, other halachas, specifically he writes the Gavi the Din of a Cherish. Shas were accustomed to Cherish Shaita Bekotten, that a Cherish has a Din Shaita in Shas. Today, the physical metzias of the cherish is the same, just the techniques have been developed where a cherish can be a vardas, if a cherish can understand, as a havana. So he wants to establish, among other things, that a cherish, if even if the metzias stays the same, but the ability changes, that changes the halacha. And therefore, it's going to be Cherish Bisman Hazeh, he holds, has a din of a pikeach, and that's something that's also fairly recently. It's not 100 years that deaf and mute, even he's both deaf and mute. You count a minion. If he's a badass, I once many years ago, there's a boy that I knew when he was a cherish, and he was in Baltimore. And Rav Ruderman then said that if he can make his what's on his mind known, that he doesn't have any of a cherish. He uses sign language or whatever he does, that he can make his message known to other people, then he doesn't have any cherish. And that's the halacha. The only shaila about a cherish still is if he can get an aliyah. An aliyah is not so poshut, because he doesn't hear, there's no shemei kaina, he doesn't really speak, he doesn't have the ability to, he could say the bracha. Many of them are able to say the bracha, but they can't read from the Torah. But aside from that, the cherish has the cherish. So Mizama writes at the end, if someone would be in a country with their no incubators, if someone would be in the middle of Africa, and a woman would give birth in the 8th month. He says, we'll go back to the Din of the Gemara. The baby will be Mukta. It's not possible. It's possible to get to an airport and save the baby. It's different. But he says, we assume somebody be in a situation where they can't save the baby. So we'll go back to the Din of the Gemara. And it's not that the Metzias changed. The science changed. And he's saying it didn't change because an 8 month baby today without intervention will be the same as then. He's not saying it can't be the Messias changed. He's just telling us that the Messias didn't change. He's saying that today a baby born in the airport. seventh month is still, yeah, the seventh month they survive more than the eighth month. Strange Matthias, but those who are born in the seventh month have a better chance of survival than an eighth month baby. So, alright, let's see the Mishnah. Layamid Adam Tanur Betechaba, Ayeselim Ken Yesha Gaba of Goiva Arba Amis. A person who has an oven in his house has to leave a height of Dalad Amis above. We had this already, we had all these Mishnayis already brought in the Gemara earlier. And this is not because of smoke, here we're talking because of fire, the danger of fire. If he's upstairs, you have to put underneath a shield for the heat, also a maziva of three tefachim. Ubikira tefach. And if it's not an oven, but not an open oven, but a closed oven, a kira, then it's a tefach. It's strange, the Mishnah doesn't say how much a kira needs above. If you look at the Mishnah, it says tanur, above it you need four anus. Below it, three tefachim. A kira, below it, a tefach. It doesn't say how much space above it. So the Rishayim argue, some would teach b'kira tefach. A kira means a tefach on bottom and a tefach on top. Because a kira is not open on top, the fire is not exposed upwards, it has it shielded on top. So therefore, a tefach on bottom and a tefach on top is the same. Vimhizik, mishalem ashehizik. So this is something new. That we're talking now, what happens if someone did what he was supposed to do? He was marchik, the shiurim that it says, and nevertheless the fire went out and it was mazik. The Tanakhama says, Mashalom HaShehizik, Mshimanayim Elayom Rekal Shiurim Elalu, Elashem Hizik Patam Lashalim. The Mshiman says that you're Pata, Tanakhama says Yichadis. So this needs a Hezber, which, who's more Pashit, Tanakhama or Mshiman? Who's the Chiddush? It was the Chiddush. In Sfar, what would you say? Rishim is the Chiddush. Rishim is not the Chiddush. Rishim is more Pashit. Rishim is more Pashit. Why? Because you're Pater. Why is Rishim more Pashit?
He did what he
was supposed to. He was supposed to. It says in the Chumash that if you have a fire and it goes out and it does damage, the Torah says you have to pay. No? That's when
you didn't do the proper
hakka. So that could be. That's good. What? If you didn't, you caused fire anyway. Let's first be magdim a rule that you have to know that even though we say Adam would la'ilam, right, that's only Adam, the mazik of Adam, mamin hamazik. By mamin hamazik is a ptur of einis. If your mamin is mazik, but einis your potter. So that we had important gemara in Bava Kamma. Kaisel the Elon, someone has a tree or a wall. You have a perfectly good wall, a perfectly good tree. And if it gets old, years go on. And finally, one day, the wall collapses and it does damage. So what's it in? Kaisel the Elon, Shaladim, Shalafel, Sarabin, Viziku. I don't remember how help what? The halach is that you're potter. The halach is that if you're potter, not like. Not like it is in America. In America, if a brick falls off a building and it does damage, then they sue the owner of the building. So in halacha, it's not that way. In halacha, you own something that was built properly and it does damage, you're potter. The only exception we had is if they warn you. It said, if Besdin comes and warns you that your tree is bad or your wall is bad, so then you're responsible. Then you got 30 days to fix it, and if you don't fix it, you're responsible. And we said, Lav Dafka Besdin warns you, But at least someone knowledgeable warns you. Stand a little old lady tells you that the wall is dangerous, you don't have to worry about it. But if somebody who does it or an inspector tells you it's bad, so then you get then you're responsible. But Stamazai, if a person has a building, has a wall, has a tree, and the tree, which was in good condition, suddenly does hezek, so you're potter, you're totally potter. There's no chiyuv, because an oinis is potter by mamon hamazik. That's a klal gadol that you have to know. Oinis is potter by mamon hamazik. The question then is, what's going on in our Mishnah? A person has an oven in his house, and it goes and it does damage. The fire somehow gets out and it does damage. What's the case? Is the case that he's an onus, that I want to try the Tanakhama? Is the case that he's a Pesheyas, and I want to try the Rav Shimon? It needs some type of a rule here. Obviously, there's a tremendous Kiddush here that is Chayiv, like Tanakhama. We pass the Tanakhama. He did exactly what Chazal told him to do. Exactly what Chazal told him to do. Is Marachik the rule, according to the rules, and he's still Chayiv. So what's going on? So this kasha is a riff's kasha. The riff in Bava Kama and Perek HaKadmos is this kasha. And the shach brings the language of the riff. The shach is here in Kuftun Heis of Cotton Days. He brings the riff's lashon. The riff goes on the Mishnah in HaKadmos. The Mishnah in HaKadmos says, remember the first Mishnah, right? The first Mishnah says, if you lock up your animal properly, and if it's a balayla, if it's a listen, and it got out, it's not your fault, it got out some way that you're not, it's not your fault, and the animal's mazik, you're potter, because you're an oinus. Not only that, but you remember, it says, if it's a balayla, you're not even mechayiv to go hunting down your animal at night. At night you're tired, you go to sleep, in the morning you go for your animal. It's still potter, because that's normal. You locked up your animal normal, in a normal fashion, and now the animal got out, so you're an onus. Onus is potter by mamon hamazik. Klal gadol in din that an onus is potter by mamon hamazik. Now, the question is, what about eish? So there is a mishnah in Hakadosh that says that if you marchik the eish very far, the mishnah has a different shiurim, much more than Dalai Lamas, and it's mazik, you're potter because you're an onus. Someone made a fire, he's marching 15 amis on his friend's rishos. You're potter, because you're an onus. So, frek the riff. Why over there an onus is potter and over here you're chayiv? So, the riff says a teretz. It's very important to understand the teretz. I'll tell you the way I read the words. What it seems to be the riff is saying is the following. The riff is saying that mishnah is talking where a person has an occasion to make a fire. He's going out, he's having a campfire, and he has a specific tzarech hashah to make a fire. So a person is going out for whatever need he has, he makes a fire. So that fire he can watch. And if something happens, so you're going to be potter. Because you're an oinus. In our Mishnah, we're not talking about a fire that just made once. We're talking about a tanur. Something that's constant. You can have a constant fire burning in your house all the time, most of the time. You have this tanur burning. If you're in such a situation where it's a davar tadir, constant thing, so that you have to watch out. Eventually, the fire is going to spread. The fire is a very hard thing to control totally. And you need Shmira all the time. And the Naila, by our Mishnah, that's the reason that you're chayiv according to the Tanakhama. Because it's a David Tadir, somebody has burning all the time, you have to keep your eye on it all the time. It's not, it's olul for something to go wrong by fire. And the Naila, that's why you're chayiv for fire. So what the Rift is saying clearly is that if you're an oinus, you attack a potter. That cloud doesn't change. An oinus is taka potter. What we're saying is that this tanner, which burns tadir, which is constantly burning, that it's, you're not an oinus. Because you should know that it gives problems. It causes problems.
Why is the warming different? The same thing. Eventually it's going to leak in the
So the question then becomes, why is a wall different? Every wall eventually breaks. Every wall eventually falls down. Why don't you have to inspect it every once in a while? So the only way I could understand is that he's saying is that Aish is more dangerous than a wall. The fire to spread and to catch is more common than a wall. I don't understand any other way. That he's saying it's more common, it's more fire is more dangerous than a wall collapsing. And look, you walk in the street, there are walls all over you, no walls collapse. And therefore, it's less of a problem. So it seems to be a special halacha by Eish. Now it's interesting, the Ketzais Raya brings this. The Ketzais says, were it not for the Rif, I would have set a different teretz. So I said, the more push the terrace. A 15 amah distance is so far that you're an onus. If you distance it so far, you're talking onus in the party. Amish is Dalit Amish. Dalit Amish is not so far. Dalit Amish, you still have to watch it. The Ketzai says that he could be able to push it. There are two different measures.
Why did the Mishnah say 15 amah?
Why didn't the Mishnah say 15 amos? Pashup, why? Why didn't the Mishnah say 15 amos? You can't force someone who builds a house to have his oven 15 amos from all the walls. He's going to have a gigantic house.
So
15 amos is 25 feet. Now imagine, you have to put your oven 25 feet from the walls on all sides.
So
that means you have to have 50. What? Dalit amos. I guess they called in experts and they estimated, I don't know, but 6 feet is doable.
Tume
is right. It's not tummy. It's not what? It's not as much. It's not list as much as that. But it means that it doesn't mean it's constantly lit all the time. But it means you use it all the time. You use it on a regular basis. It's more tardier than the case in Akaitis. The Nesivis learns the concisest shot into the riff. Sounds like he's saying into the riff. He's saying this is what the riff meant. The Rif is answering your question. Why by Tanner is it only, you don't have to be marking it so much? He says, because the Tanner is used tardier, you can't obligate people in the houses. And that's what the Rif meant when he said tardier. See, he's learning it into the din of the Rif. Now it becomes a tricky question. What would be Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, it's a very tough question. What would happen if someone has an oven in his house? The oven caused the fire in the building. Is he chayav al teish? Or is he potter al tzaynis? Bashkafa Rishayna, I would think that you're an Imus. Nowadays, everything is made. The fire is well contained. It's protected. And I would think that Bizman Hazeh, a person would be an Imus on a fire that takes place from his pattern. I just wonder if I have a wrong picture of the way it was then. I mean, then the houses burnt down every few weeks. Maybe, I don't know. In those days when there was a fire, it was a fire. And when there were fires in the time of Chazal, it burnt down whole cities. Once the fire got out of control, they didn't have water pumped in where they had to control it. And how often did fires happen? I don't know. But it's funny, you can learn a Mishnah, and you learn the first Sifr Shulchan Aruch Chayim. I just wonder, Bizman Hazeh, the fire. it will be a cloud that you always chayev for Eish, period. Eish, the Torah said you have a gift for Eish, you always chayev. Okay. We're saying it's not a cloud. We're saying if you're a real oinus, then you're taka potter. If you realize it's your potter, I would think this man has said that we're real oinus. Right? People have fires in the house, you have washers, dryers, boilers. So, as long as you follow the rules, that it seems that this man has a potter. Mm-hmm. It says just it's only to Eichad. The Tzais writes Lulei Divrei HaRif. The Tzais itself doesn't say it into the Rif. The Sivus, I think, is trying to say it into the Rif. That the Rif said it's Tadir and therefore it's different. He meant it's Tadir, therefore we can't be Mechayim such a big Archaka. And it may be Yechan. Yes, so he's going to get into the Lashon of the Rif. The Rif doesn't mention the numbers, but. Right. What things you buy it, or you
make gifts
that you sue the company that made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company that made it can't be chayiv. Say a company makes an oven, you buy it, and something wrong. So the most they are is a grammar.
And
boss, the only way he's off the hook is if he's an onus. If you could say, I have a right to rely on the company, and if something went wrong, I'm not responsible. That would be a good time. Right? So he has a right to rely on them. Okay. It seems today that the ovens should be the same. Alright, this din of this Mishnah, is Dafka this Mishnah, or it's all the Mishnahs in the Perek? This rule that we have, that in Hizik, Mishal, Mashah, Hizik, does that go on everything else? Let's say you are Machik, Gephas, and Zevo. What it says, and it was Mazik anyway. Chayiv or not chayiv? Was it dafka this Mishnah? The other Mishnayos as well? So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Sif Lamed Gimel, all in Kufnun Hay. Sif Lamed Gimel, it says the following. It says, if you are not Marachik according to the rule, let's say a Gephas and Zevel, you did less than the rule, and you were mazik. Yeshayim chayim, yeshayim potter. The rabbi says you're potter, and the balita says you're chayim. So even if you weren't marchik the shir, there's a machlokes there if you're chayim or potter. Here we're saying you were marchik the shir, and the Mishnah says you're chayim. Pretty clear that if you are marchik the shir by everything else, that you taka potter, and it's only a din by an eish that you're chayiv. And the reason is pashit, the sivus there writes, I think it's a kat yudzayim, because the other ones, it's not shayich a constant shmirah. You put down gefes and zevel, so what does it mean you're going to constantly watch it? Or you have water in your bar, you put water in your bar, you're going to constantly watch it. A fire which can spread, you constantly have to watch. Something that's shayach, a constant shmirah. But on things that it's not shayach, a constant shmirah, what does it mean? You put your gefes according to the rules, your machik. Now shayach, how are you going to be machayach somebody? What shayach is chayvus? So it would seem that this Mishnah is bedafka going on our din of Eish. What we're going to have to declare is there's a third category. There's Gephas and Zevel, which is a regular case of Gira Delay. There's Eish. Then we had, like the cases we had in Chafei and Beis, they're banging the Shumshimim. They have a place where they're pounding things. And that causes Hes. That we're going to have to get to, we're going to have to get a clarkite if that's the same. Something that you do again and again. See, Gephas and Zevel, you put it down once and it's done. There are certain mazikim that are miskadish. There are giri delay that's miskadish on a constant basis. we had by Hezekiah, it's called a Gira Delayed. It's the Scottish. Every time, it's a new one every day. But the things that are new every day, you're also part of paying on that, so that we're going to have to declare separately. That the Sidus makes the point that that's different. There, it's more nicer to be Mechayivim, because it's your Maisa. Gefes and Zevel, you're a Gairim, you're part of. But something you do be a Dayim, it's more nicer to be Mechayivim. When we get to those cases, we're going to deal with that in the Mitzvah. So this is the Reisha of the Mishnah, the case of the fire, the Sefer of the Mishnah, also familiar. Layiftach Adam Chanus Shal Mechtoimim V'Shal Tzvoim Tachas Oitzer Shal Chaveiroi Layrafes Bakar, because the heat is mazik. By refes bakar, it's the heat or the smell? It sounds like it's the smell, right? The smell that's mazik. Bemes b'yayini tiru avaloi refes bakar. They allowed heat under wine, under reitzer of yayin. Because the reitzer of yayin is not damaged by heat. But an oitzer of yayin is damaged by refes bakar, so an oitzer of yayin has a different thing. So the Gemara Tanya Betana Arba Bikira Shloisha Rabbi Kitanya he benachtayim. Betana Didan Kikira benachtayim. By a professional, it's burning all the time, so then it needs a bigger harfaka. And by us, it's burning. So there, the kira needs shloisha. By us, it's not burning all the time, and therefore, it's less hot, or less dangerous, and it needs less. Vayiftach hanus tana, and haisa refes kedemis laitzer mutter. So this we had already earlier. And haisa refes kedemis latana mutter. Here we have first come, first serve. You have a refes. And a oitzer, kedemes loitzer, mutter. Why is refes kedemes loitzer mutter? Why here does first come first serve? Why does the first person who comes wins? So we had in the Gemara to pshatim, Abaye and Rava. Abaye said, why is it mutter? Because Abaye holds it's a constant rule. That was Abaye Shita. That whoever comes first always has a right to be first. That's Shita Abaye. Baya brought a raya from our Gemara. We see from this Gemara, Haisa refes kedemes loitzer mutter. So Rabbi answered, Dira Shadi. That a Dira is different. Lahalacha, which reason holds true. So that depends on how we pass it. Rashi in the Rif said, we pass it like Rava. You pass it like Rava, so Dira Shani, we pass it then. Why the wine coming first helps here because Dira Shani, because Dira is different. But Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam had a Girsa Ella Amar Avina, the Sugya of Charbel. They had a Girsa Ella Amar Avina. The Rava really is Maida to Abaya, by all cases except for Abar. Which means, according to Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam, we pass them like Abaya. If we pass them like Abaya, so when it says here in the Gemara, that oitzer refes kedemes to oitzer shari, refes kedemes to oitzer shari means because some of patera is mutter. So these are two ways to learn the Gemara. The Rosh in our Gemara brings dirashani. He does bring the pshat dirashani, and that's not kefishi tasai. It doesn't shtim. Because he held like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananu, Elom Ravina. And yet, he brings in our Gemara the rule of Dirashani. This is Kivegas Kasha, others here. That in the Lechayra, we have a problem. We have an inconsistency in the Rosh Hashidah. The Rosh Paskins, you always say, whoever comes first is okay. So if the Rosh holds, you always say, whoever comes first is okay. So over here it's pashit. If the oitzer is before the refes, or the refes before the oitzer, it's mutter. Because first come, first serve. So why does he say that here it's mutter? Because dirashani. Why does he say that? What? The Rosh holds it's Gira Dilei, and therefore it will be Aser. And therefore it will be Aser. So we won. Alright, first let me the first let's say Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chat. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's says the chat, which I mentioned. If you look at the chart which is still on the board, the second line of that chart is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's chat of the Rosh. Rabbi Kivaga said there are two dinim in some of the Hetairim. There's one din that you're allowed to put it there when the Nizik is not there yet. I'm allowed to put my Gefes, my Zevel, my Mayim when he's not here yet. And now we pass like a Bayah, that's Mutar. There's a second din. If you already put it there, and then the other person puts up his wall, do you now have to remove it? Are you now obligated to take it away? On that din, the Rosh holds that we're not made to abide. The Rosh holds that there you do have to take it away. And that's what the side of this country is trying to establish. That even though we pass in that you're allowed to put it there, but still, when the Nizik comes, you have to remove it. So on that, the Rosh is saying, be Rishani. In the case of Adira, if you already put it there, be Rishani. It's an exception to that second column. To the din, that if you put it there first and then the other person comes, you're obligated to remove it. So that we say, be Rishani, that Adira is different than Adira, not obligated to remove it. That's how the Kiva Eger learns Shani the Rosh. We did mention another pshat in the Rosh back. I think we mentioned the pshat, which is really comes from a Rashba of the Gemara on Yeches, that the Rashba says that a gira delay, which is constantly being lived again every day, which is constantly being mazik. We are talking either about the Nachtayim or the Refes Bakar. It's a new problem every day. It's a new fire every day. I guess Refes Bakar, there's a new source of a smell every day. And not only that, the Rosh said, when you have a Refes Bakar, if you take the Bakar out, you bring a new Bakar. Right? It's a stable's a stable. You take him out the pasture, you bring him back. So it's something that's mischadish. It's a gira delay that's mischadish all the time. A gira delay that's mischadish all the time is worse. And here, you need to say Dirashani even later by. You have to say Dirashani Lamaskana according to everybody. Because here, it's a worse type of a mazik. And that was the second mahalach that we had. That this type of situation needs a case of Dirashani. Yeah. There's an issue that the Ramban addresses, and that is the din of a refes bakar under a dira, a place where a person lives. Here we're talking about a refes bakar under an eitzer that it makes the product to the house smell, and you have to be able to sell them, and it's a problem. What about a refes bakar and people live upstairs? I wouldn't want to live on top of a refes bakar. If that merchandise store there, it smells. So if I store myself there, it's not the same thing. What's this halacha that refes bakar, you're worried about an eitzer? So the Ramban himself holds that koshkein dira. Adira, of course you can't have a refes bakar under Adira. It's telling you that even if the upstairs is not Adira, it's a place that's used for other things. So it's also awesome. But the Ramban holds.
Is it also the Rayam? Is it also the Slush of Feet?
I'm not sure. I saw it in some Rishayim use the lashon of the heat. That will be the shuk machaber.
Rashi.
The schame mu ma'ela sirfei.
It
also gives up heat. Rashi, though, in the Mishnah, shareach kashal yayin. See, Rashi had to say it there because there we said heat is good for the yayin. So it seems Rav Hispok has both. It's the heat and it's the reyach.
It's the
reyach,
but if it's off the heat, then we're talking
different. If it's off the heat, I think you have to see the Ramban again. When I read the Ramban, I assumed he's talking about the smell. It could be he talks about the heat too. So it's lush.
The smell of Ramban is Sekoshke.
Then it makes sense to say Kalshke. Heat, depends how much heat. I don't know how much heat. It could be a certain level of heat that will also be uncomfortable for people. At any rate, the Ramban says that this is totally in the Pshat and Dirashani. When we learned Dirashani on your Testament Aleph, we had two Pshatim. Why does it mean that Dira is different? Rashi learns that Dira Shani is Pshat. If a person lives downstairs, you can't answer him from doing normal things that are done in the Dira. And since it's normal to have a Chanus in the Dira, it's normal to have a Refus Bakar in the Dira, these things are normal. See, Dira Shani, you can't answer people where they live from doing other things. Now, not everyone was happy with this Pshat. Many of you asked me, really? It's normal to have a refus bakar in your house? Sounds like a tremendous chiddush. Normal? Maybe a chanus they used to have it, and not everyone was able to rent commercial space. But a refus bakar is normal to have in your house? I can't answer you. I didn't live then, and the Rashi says that's taich refus bakar. That's taich dirashani. But there is a second shot, the rimagash. The rimagash taiched. Dira Shani means not that downstairs is a Dira that's different. Dira Shani is Pshati, upstairs is a Dira. So what if the upstairs is a Dira? I'm allowed to put a Refus Bakar or a Tanushot HaTaymin in my downstairs. I don't have to worry he's going to turn it into an Aitzim. Because Dr. Rimagash, Dira Shani, it's not normal to turn a Dira into an Aitzim. If you have it, most people have a Dira, leave it as a Dira. Once a Dira, always a Dira. They don't turn Dira's apartments into storage buildings. So the Mela, the Rimagash Kreich, that's Pshat Dira Shani. Since I'm allowed to do things downstairs, I don't have to be Chayshish that the person upstairs is going to turn it into an item. It's a Dira, Dira Shani. Zakta Rambam. Like the Rimagash, obviously, you're allowed to have a refus bakar under a dira. Because the Rimagash is taiching, dira shani means the upstairs is a dira. So, like the Rimagash, clearly you're allowed to have a refus bakar under a dira. And the Rimagash, the Rambam brings the Rimagash, he argues with him. Let's shot the Gemara, dira shani like Rashi. And he says that a dira is different. How do we pass him? Very strange. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word about a Dira. The Shulchan Aruch, it just says that you're not allowed to have a Refus Bakar under an Eitzim. It says you're not allowed to have a Tanur, Shal Nathaymim, and a Refus Bakar under an Eitzim. Period. What's that mashma? So you have different people seeing different mashmas. The Tzais writes that Shteit and Ramban under a Dira is awesome. Since in Ramban it says under a Dira is Asur, we don't have any in Shulchan Aruch, anything but carrots. And the Ramban even brings a Makar from Yerushalmi, so we pass it like the Ramban. So you take it first. The first Pesach Tshuva in Kufnun Hay tells you that the Noid of Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda says no, it's Shulchan Aruch, it says it's Asur under an Aitzur. It doesn't say it's Asur under a Dira. And the Meila, like Yehuda Paskins, he had a Maisa, it was a Shaila Alachal Maisa, about having a Refus Bakar or or Tanishal Atayvim under a under such a under a dira, and if they viewed the paskin, that is mutter. So there's a machlokes Ladina had a paskin. Again, to nowadays, I don't think it's a shayla. Nowadays, if somebody wants to have a refus bakar, that that it's not a normal thing to do. There's no dira shavi that it's normal, but. Akapanim, this is the machlokes. Now we come to the Gemara's Ibayis, Bay Abayim, Kibid Rifitz La'itzer Mahu. You prepared it for an Aitzer. Riva Bachalaynis Mahu, you made windows for an Aitzer. Now the words Asadra, Tachasa Aitzer Mahu, they take out of the Girsa. Just go straight to Ban Ali, Agabi Beisei Mahu, take. Bay Rafa, the Bay of Yeshua, Tamri Verimaini Mahu, take. You put them in remaining, which are not damaged. Is that a sign that you're going to plan to put the rest of an Eitzer? So the Gemara has a take. So the Ikka Torah on this sugya, I'm not going to go through again. Just remind you, the Ikka Shaila is, what do you do by a teku, by a bayit la yishita, by hilchas mazikin? What do you do by a bayit la yishita, by hilchas mazikin? Do you say, amaytzi mechaver la varaya, and if I want to do, I can do whatever I want in my rishus, and you can't stop me? Or, like the Chuvas HaRashba, that, no, that if I do something in my rishus, I'm in effect taking away your rights. And if you buy it, well, you should have no right to do it. We spoke about this by the boy of Sod Besid, or Oy Sod Besid, and that Machlaikis, and the Kidegar on it, this is all Shayach Yetzir. The Rif leaves out all these Ibayas. Shein Darkai, the Rif just skips all these Ibayas. And so it doesn't explain why. It's just the Dovah Tema that the Rif leaves out this whole thing. And the Afraidim therefore try to understand why the Rif leaves it out. Shach in Davi Ezri, has a very interesting mahalach. Roshach has a kuntris binyan hachokas mizikin. And part of the discussion in this kuntris is something we didn't discuss enough. So we talked about right away in the beginning. What's the taich of dira delay? Now, the yisod of this whole perek is made the Rav Yosi begira delay. That when does a mazik have to be machik? Only those mazikin that are considered gira delay. If it's not considered gira delay, that's nothing mazik. So we discussed numerous times that taisvis in the mukiyasif taich gira delay means what? Taisvis mukiyasif taich of gira delay is that the hezek is right away. Is that the hezek starts miyad, right? That's what the first taisvis in the parak said. That when you dig and you put in water, the digging makes that the water is mazik. And Ramban learned, no, it doesn't have to stop being mazik right away. As long as the thing you're putting down is does the hezek. Mafuke and Daimon, things that still have to grow and come to the world and be mazik. But it doesn't have to start right away, like the Ramban, as long as what you're putting down does the hezek. In his kuntris, the Rav Shach wants to show that most Rishonim hold like Taisus and Mukiyasis. That's part of the kuntris. So it goes through a number of Rishonim, right? And to show that the Ikur LaHalacha, the Taich of Gira Delay, is like Taisus. That anything that starts to be Mazik right away is considered to be Gira Delay. And in that discussion, he wants to show that that's the Rif Shita. And he says he explains the reason that the Rif leaves out all these Ibayas. In these cases, Zot Rav Shach is never given a Ibay. What's the case? I'm bringing a Refes Bakar into my house, and upstairs, you plan to put in an Eitzer. You swept out, you renovated, you plan to put in an Eitzer. But right now, you didn't bring in any payrus. I bring in now a refes bakar. Do we say you were first because you prepared it? Or do we say I was first because the payal, I was here first? So it's a pshach. The payal doesn't start. What's the difference who was here first? A mazik only has to be marchik when it's gira delay, when it's his hezik. Right now, like in Muki Yosef and Taisvis, gira delay means as soon as I come in, I start to be mazik. When I move in my refes bakar and you have nothing upstairs, I didn't start to be mazik. So this holy baya, it doesn't make sense. There's no gira delay when I move in my animals and my tanner. What kind of gira delay is there here? That there should be an ibaya. You'll ask me, so why does the Gemara have an ibaya? It's not gira delay. Why does the Gemara have an ibaya? The answer is, the ibaya is like the Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan hold, the mazik always has to be mazik. Rabbi Yossi, it's Machlis Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah Chafet. Rabbanan say the mazik always has to be mazik. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm a nizik, laharchik, chutz megira delay. So our Gemara is Ibaya, is going like the Rabbanan. It's not gira delay. We still can ask the Ibaya. Ladina, the Rif left it out, because the Rif says, nanagir lahalacha. Because lahalacha, you never have to be marchik if it's not a case of gira delay. So here he's definitely going to have to be marchik. So Ramela, the Rif was mashmit this whole Indian, because the whole Indian is not as over Hanegel Adina. It's Rav Shach's Teretz, it's a very nice Teretz, I think, and Tzais also has a Teretz, it's the more Bederach HaPilpul, Tzais has gotten Gimel. I want you to take a look, but now I'll leave it with the Rav Shach's Teretz. There's a cler, one of the Rishayim, I think the Ramban. This Gemara Zibaya is when the Nizik prepared. The Nizik was Kibit Veridit. So we have an Ibaya, is it considered that he came first? What about the reverse? What happens if the Mazik was Kibit? In other words, the downstairs fellow, he went first and he prepared it for a refes bakar. He moved in hay, he built a stable. He prepared it. And then the upstairs person said, oh no, he's bringing in animals. He quickly moved in an oyster. He moved in his storage. Is that included in the Gemara Zibaya? Was that not included in the Gemara Zibaya? What would be the din if the downstairs person prepared a refes bakar? So I believe the Ramban says that Hu Adin, same Ibaya the Leifshita that you have with the Nizik, you would have exactly the same Ibaya by the Mazik. It would be exactly the same Ibaya. Comes in the Sivis is a cut and base, brings this down. The Sivis says, aha, if so, I can have another teretz why the Rush brings Dira Shani. Why does the Rush bring that the Indian of the Dira being different? Why not Kamina? We pass in anyway that the Mazik could be Samach Ben Teira, could come first. Right, the Rosh passing like a Bayan, then he can come first anyway. So the Kiveg is Teretz, the Teretz are based on what we have on the board. The Sivis says no. The Roshani is the reason that if someone prepares, it's considered to be a Hachana. The reason that a Hachana is a Bagliyah Shiddur, the reason a Hachana is a Hachana is only because the Roshani. Baharayim. Tomorrow at the beginning of the parrot said, a field that's oimid l'peiris. It was vayta. Machlokes avayin rava, if you could be sanuch and not be sanuch. Even though it's oimid for something. If the mazik prepares, it's considered a preparation, at least in Ibaya, that's only because the Rishani, it's a dira, and the dira, you can do whatever you want. So there's such a svara that the hafana is a hafana. Last piece of Gemara, Bemis b'yayini tiru, Tana b'yayini tiru, Ibnesha mashpichai, Ibnesha mashpichai, Ibnesha mashpichai. Omer Rav Yosef, Haydi don, Afilo kutra d'shraga nami kashalai. Haydi don, our wine, even kutra d'shraga, is kashalai. It's funny, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it makes the chilek between wine from Eretz Yisrael and wine from outside of Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says if you want to have a tanor and upstairs he's storing wine, if it's Eretz Yisrael dikah wine, the heat is good for the wine. If it's Chutz La'aretz dikah wine, the heat is bad for the wine. There's some experimenting with our wine today. I don't know. Yisrael dikah wine, Chutz La'aretz dikah wine. I don't know. Maybe in those days they pressed, they made it differently. I don't know. Zishtem Shulchan Aruch. But Haydi Don, I guess in Chutz La'aretz, Afilu Kutru Bishraga Nami Kashalei. Amar of Sheishas. Vaspastok, Refespoka Damya. Spasta gives off heat, just like a Refespoker. And the male has the same thing. Alright, so we learned today these two sets of halachas, the Lach Matanor, and of the Refespoker Hakaiden. So tomorrow we start the Kaila Nichnas and the Kaila Yaitzim. We haven't touched on this at all. The question of when noise is considered a problem, the says when there's noise in someone's rishus, when the neighbor could stop him from making the noise or causing the noise or not. So Mitzvah Hashem will do that tomorrow. As I mentioned many times, and my goal is to stop moving.